And we're up to Siman Sadi Zayin Halacha Zayin Chayavin Lekadesh Ashalavana B'chol Chodesh. We have an obligation.
Yeah. Chodesh, this is what we do. Is that a Daraisa or the Rabbanan?
The Rabbanan. Kiddush Levana is the Rabbanan.
Kiddush HaChodesh is talking.
Kiddush HaChodesh is Daraisa.
We go outside to Bread Shlevana.
No, that's only Mid Rabbanan. Purely Mid Rabbanan, Kabbalah, Pnei Shechina. It's a Zecher for Kiddush HaChodesh, which was a Daraisa, which is a Daraisa. It's the Zecher, it's a Mitzvah Rabbanan.
The Daraisa was on who?
Upon the Bezdin, the Bezdin. The rise upon the Bezdin to the Kaddish Chodesh. If there were Edim, well, so the Bezdin asked the Tzibur to participate in coming forward. And Hanami. Okay, let's go further. We're up to Halacha Zayin. It's on page Reish Lamed Vav. Simin Tzadi Zayin Halacha Zayin. Chayav Lekaddish Levonim B'chol Chodesh. We have an obligation to Kaddish every single month. Ve'ein Mekaddish Noisa Elo Kishu Vaday Laila. Don't make a mistake and think it's enough to do once a year. There are certain mitzvahs you only need to do once in your lifetime. One can make a very powerful argument that why do you have to do it every single month? Just do it once in your lifetime. Do it once a year. Once a lifetime. No. The mitzvah is to do it once a month. There are tzaddikim that are there, and this they can tell you they never missed their entire life. That's pretty good. If you can say that about yourself, your entire life, you go from time to bar mitzvah, you tell this to the bar mitzvah boy. It's something which is the power to do. Never. What? Well, it's not. You always fine. You have 12 days. You have 12 days. 12 days. If you really pay, that's part of the Nisan. If you really pay attention, you'll figure out during those 12 days. And if you're really desperate and things don't work out, then there are stories. You take a helicopter, so you go, you get in the car, and you take a drive for 7 hours to go a place where the sky is clear. You don't have to go in a helicopter. You get into a car. Get into a car, you drive for 3 hours. You go online, you can figure out where the weather is a little bit better. Travel for not more than 3 hours, you can find the spot where you can, all likely, you can say Kiddush Levana. Okay, so let's see. Chayav Mekaddish Levana B'chol Chodesh. The halacha is once a month. Ve'ein Mekaddish Elo Se'elo Kishu Vaday Laila. We learned this yesterday. Shaniris Zrichas Zrichas Al Pnei Rekia. You have to see the Levana upon the Rekia. It must be Vaday Laila 50 minutes after sunset. V'roi Lehanas Me'ora Lechatchil. You should derive benefit from its light. Ve'im Nich. Nichseis the ob this yesterday the av the ein the kash nei saw el in kein who dark the color unless it's very thin the im is chil varich alach kach nischaseis if you began to make the bracha and in the middle of the bracha the levana disappeared, it's okay, goy meres habracha. But if you know for a fact that you're not going to be able to make the bracha, that the mountain, the cloud is coming, and the time you finish the bracha already will be covered, the lechatchil you should not make the bracha. You only lechatchil can make the bracha if you can estimate that the levana will be visible through the duration of the bracha. So if you made that estimation, then you were in oinus, and then suddenly the cloud came and covered it prematurely, it's okay. Once you started beheder, it's mut to conclude. But if you know that it's not going to be done, it's not going to happen. You lechatchila should not make the bracha. Aval imhu mishayer shelo yuchal ligmor es habracha kodim shetischase osur lo lehasel. We did the shor mitzvah malacha yesterday. Halacha ches ein lekadsha rak tachas hashemayim le tachas gag lechatchila. This is not so similar. The kids of Shulchan is very machmir. You're not allowed to be kaddish underneath the rock, underneath the open sky, veloi tachas sagag, not underneath, indoors. No, it's not indoors. Ach im ein loy makom naki oy machmas oynis acher yochel lekatsh gam besachabayis ba'an hachaloin through a window. If a person is not well, he's not feeling well, and he cannot go outside, he has a cold, and you can see the levana from your window, which is not very usual. If you can see the levana from your window, yeah, you can't see it. So then b'diavad you can make the bracha, you can mekadesh the levana through your window through glass b'diavad through glass. The return shem alacha, he says that he's opening the window lechatchila, but B'diavad, you can mekadesh the levana through indoors through glass. That's the Chassidus Shemaitzalach with different rabbis. They wanted to mekadesh. They went in an airplane. They got on an airplane. So in the airplane, you're tachas gag. You're enclosed inside of an enclosure, and you're only being mekadesh levana through the window. So how could those Chassidus Shemaitzalach be true? Teretz is that B'diavad they opened the window.
No, that's why they're going in a helicopter where they can stick their head out of the helicopter.
No, there was a rabbit that went
and the propeller. What about the gag? The propeller is not called the gag. The propeller is not called a gag, so he said he did a stunt, right? They turned sideways. A stunt. Turned sideways in the Kanish Levana.
Now a gag includes an ornate.
Very good. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, so that does not include. If you're outdoors, only, which is very common, you go outside the shul, and there's an awning, so it's also, according to many, it's even the Lechatchila. I think they say the Chazon Ish, if I'm not mistaken. We learned this a while ago, the Chazon Ish. When he was Mekadesh outdoors, under an awning. Where he davened, he didn't go.
In case it rained.
Okay,
in the summer.
In case it rained.
No clouds.
Under an umbrella, right? You want to Mekadesh to Levana. Can you Mekadesh a Klotzkasha? Can you Mekadesh a Levana under an umbrella? It's a good kasha. Ask a child. With a shinui. You can even kaddish under an umbrella with a shinui. Okay. What about if it's Shabbos? You can't carry the umbrella, so what are you going to do? Okay, so this halacha, so what do you do? L'chatchila, you should be on the outdoors. If you're outdoors, l'chatchila, you should be tachas the rekia, but you don't necessarily, it's very crowded. Sometimes you go to shul, you go outdoors, and it's very crowded. And you can't push your way out. You can't push your way out. There are trees, and the only place where you can be mekadesh, which can be conveniently, is underneath an awning. Outdoors, you can do so. It's not like a sukkah. You know, your sukkah, you have to be mamish tachas, the aver, the sukkah, the schach, has to be tachas aver ha-shamayim. Kiddush Levana does not have the same halachas of the schach of the sukkah. You can be mekadesh under a tree, under an awning. Lechatchila, you should be outdoors. The reason why outdoors is because outdoors you're exposed to the environment, to the air. You're in direct contact with the levana, even though your head may be underneath an awning. Indoors basically means you're completely enclosed, and there's a window, and the window seemingly is closed, so you're sheltered from the levana. So there's a hefsek. That hefsek lechatchila is not ideal. If you open the window, then you do take away some of the problem. That's what you look at in the Bible, see on the bottom, when it talks about how it's not, yeah?
You turn the hanos
to do our benefit, yes.
You're on Bedford Avenue, you're not getting any benefit.
No, what it means is that if the city would go shut down, if there would be a blackout, then you'll be able to be nene. Someone told me that he was Mekadesh Levana, but he wasn't sure if he was Mekadesh the Levana, but in retrospect, he might have been Mekadesh the light pole, the street light. He wasn't sure. He thought it was the Levana. On the way home, he realized, wait a minute, maybe that wasn't the Levana. That was the street light. What? You technically can make up Zola, but now you have the LED. Now they just put up all over the city. Now these new LED street lights. Okay, the talk of the town. The talk of the town.
You anti-Semites.
Why? What?
You can't make Havdalah now.
You can't make Havdalah now. It's not the same. And the other ones, they were incandescent, the old lights, or whatever. Okay, let's go further. Let's see what it says. I styled it. Be'ad ha'chaloin. I am doing an Avram. You should open the window. If you have to, the person cannot go outdoors because he is not well. And you should open the window. If you cannot open the window, we did Gimel yesterday. Mm-hmm. So let's say the person you can be mekadesh b'dieved through a window, through glass. It's also okay b'dieved. The ayin b'shari tshuva herich b'zebinin the mechitza shel zechuchis ulekadesh ha'idei riyas. But and I am glasses. What about wearing your glasses? Are you allowed to be Mekadesh Levana with your glasses on? Of course you can. Of course. These are old. What? It's not. It's part of your body. That looking through glass, whether it's through your glasses or through a window, and it's called Ria, and there's no problem. You want to be in direct contact, but b'dieved, if you have to be indoors with a window, it's okay as well. The ayin oid b'shari tshuva the mutal kadosh ayde chaloin sheyesh lo serugim b'kederach chaloin beis asum through jail. jail through bars, he's saying, let's say the bars are less than three tvachim. Child, let's say you forget about it. Let's say you have a child window. You don't see them anymore, these child windows. They still see them around? I don't see them any around. The child safety windows, bars? Yeah? You see them? Yeah? Okay. But let's say
law, you have to put safety bars.
By law, but people do it. Do people really do it? What? In the apartment buildings? Yeah. Okay. So let's say you're into your apartment building. You have little children. And you have all your windows. You have these safety. You have these
screens in the summer. You have a screen.
Oh, good. Making a very good point. You're saying actually, you have a screen. Every window today has a screen. So therefore, maybe the screen, since the pieces of metal are less than four tvach, three tvach, and you're right. It's a very good point. So maybe this should be called that you're not. It's not called really that you're indoors. You're not even in contact with the outdoor world. The answer is no. He paskins that that's not a problem. It's mutter. Okay, that's a very important halacha. It's mutter. Halacha ches. Ein lekatsha rak tachas.
This is very important.
Yeah.
The guys are sitting in jail.
Okay, very important. It's very, they shouldn't be there altogether. It's more important to be nichsh, to be nizer in Gneva Vyaveda than to worry about Kiddush Levana Shailas. Okay. You know when these halachas became very popular? You know, it was 3 years ago, 4 years, whatever it was, of Birchas Hachama. Birchas Hacham only comes around once in 28 years. So people, not everyone, there are a lot of elderly people who are not well, they're not able to go outside. And they want to be Mekadesh, they want to be Mekadesh. Shiloh was asked, can you Mekadesh the Chama indoors through the window? Through indoors, can I look outside and see the sunrise and make the bracha of Ma'aseh Ma'aseh Bereishis? So the answer was, well, all of the halachas of being Mekadesh the Chama are identical to the laws of Kiddush Levana. Just like Kiddush Levana, b'dilchatchila, you should be outdoors, tachas avir hashamayim, but b'dievid, you can go in indoors through the window, and l'chatchila, you should open the window. If you can't open the window, you can do it through the window itself. So the same thing was true when it came to Birchas Hachama. All of the shailas were, all the halachas are identical.
You can't do it at night.
Just like the shaila asked the question, can it be Mekadesh Lecham at night? It's the same type of question, can it be Mekadesh Lechama under an umbrella? The Levana. The Levon under an umbrella. Okay, let's halacha test. Mitzvah min amufchar. Halacha test. Oh, one more time. Ches ein lekatsha tachas hashamayim v'tachas lo tachas gag. You did ches.
That we said.
Okay, halacha test. Mitzvah min amufchar lekatsha b'moitzei Shabbos. Keshul b'muvusam u'malubush b'begodim nam. That's the time when you are
drunk.
Muvusam means you smell good. You smell good. You're wearing your Shabbos begadim. You're in a chipper mood. Ach, in Mitzvah Shabbos yeliachas asoyam inam. But let's say Mitzvah Shabbos already 10 days after the moilad. Oy sheyesh ezech shas shema lo yuchal kacha. Maybe there's a reason you're expecting a storm and you're not going to be able to mekadesh levana for the next few days. Ein mamtinin lemotzoy Shabbos mitzvah kacha. Period. Next halacha, mitzvah lekatsha be'asifas am is a mitzvah to mekadesh with a group of people, 10 people. Mishum deberoyv am hadras melech avul al yisake b'shul zeki mitzvah zrizim makdimim. When it comes to mitzvahs, we apply the rule zrizim makdimim dechai dochi lemitzvahs beroyv am. The concept of zrizim makdimim comes before roiv am. So if you are choisha that you may not be able to do it properly, so you shall do it privately. You can make the brach privately. You're not going to be able to say Shalom Aleichem unless you're saying Shalom Aleichem to invisible people that you don't. But you can do it b'dievin. You can make the brach when you be a chidus. Halacha.
You do it on Tisha B'av.
What?
Shalom Aleichem was, he had one other
person.
The Rav?
Of Soloveitchik.
Yeah, and he said Shalom Aleichem to 3 times.
3 times. Yeah. He had one person, so you could say it 3 times.
Look at that law. Yeah. It says, Yomar Lechavei Ro. Okay.
So one person, you say it very interesting. So you say it to one person 3 times. Okay.
No, in people that wait on Tisha B'av.
Yeah.
By us in the country, what we do on Tisha B'av is about
come back.
We come back and.
Right, look, you're not supposed to make Kiddush Levana when you're hungry.
Right.
You should be Simcha, so So Tisha B'Av, you go, you come back, you go home, you eat, and you put on your big day, and you are Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So there they say it's different. There, due to the Simcha of Kapara, that compensates for being hungry. So you should win by Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Mitzvah Yom Kippur, everyone seems to do it right after Yom Kippur. They don't seem to wait. They don't want to come back. But Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, this I've seen. That they don't do it Mitzvah Tisha B'Av. You come back later on because you are hungry, you're not dressed properly, and it's not in the spirit of Tisha B'Av to be Mekadesh the Levana. But Mitzvah Yom Kippurim there, I think it's brought down that it's not such a problem because you're still the Gedra Malach.
You want to do the
Mitzvah. You have the Gedra Malach, the Simcha of the Kapara is enough to carry you through the Mitzvah in a proper frame of mind. Halacha Yud, Ein Mekadesh Nesa Ad Sheyavru Alecha L'Chalapacha Shleisha Yom Min HaMoylat. Okay, it's not from Rosh Chodesh. Some people make this mistake. They think you have to wait to the third day of the month. That's not so. You have to wait 72 hours. Well, it depends on what it is. That's why you have to listen very carefully on Shabbos and Baruchim. The Moila will be, and you have to count 72 hours from that moment in time, and that's when you can be Mekadesh to Levana.
So for 7 hours earlier than
Yushalayim. The Moila, well, it's one moment in time. It's the Moila. The Moila is the moment when the moon is in between the earth and the sun. It's the same time for the entire world. Doesn't make it. They mean the time.
That's the year.
The moilet happens. The moilet happens.
Said the moilet was 2:30 this afternoon.
It was.
Yes.
It was in Echanami. So it, the moilet is a one moment in time for the entire world. The moilet is when the moon is in between the earth and the sun. It's at that moment in time. Is that moment in time one moment that is true for the entire world. There's not a moilet for Eretz Yisrael, a moilet for America. There's one moment of time when the moon goes around the earth, when the moon is exactly in between the earth and the sun. That is called the moilat. Now that for us, the moilat, so there are different time zones. So therefore, the time zone, that's the question. But you have to wait from that moment in time, you have to wait 72 hours. So you're right, by saying when it was in Eretz Yisrael, it's not going to be a riot from when it was in America, because you have to know it's 72 hours from that moment in time when the earth was between the sun and the earth, is when the first time when you're able to be Mekadesh to Levana, assuming that 72 hours later, it's already 50 minutes after Shkia. It can be 72 minutes, 72 hours after the Moilat, but it can be in the middle of the day. Right. If it's the middle of the day, it's not possible to see the moon. You have to first see the moon when it's at least 50 minutes after sunset. So assuming that 72 minutes after the Moilat where you are, it's already dark outside, that's the earliest time when you can be Mekadesh the Levana. Ein Mekadesh Nesa Ad Sheyavru Alecha L'Chalapacha Shlosha Yomim Min HaMoilat. The Yesh Mamtinin, there are those that have the custom to wait to Shiva Yomim. Why? Because they want to have more either Inyani Kabbalah, Kabbalistic reasons, or al derech pshat, because you want to have significant amount of light. You're supposed to make a bracha on the levana to benefit from the light that it reflects from the sun. So the amount of light that the moon reflects is insignificant until it gets to 7 days. The first 3 days is just a bare sliver. It's not significant that you can be nena, have pleasure from the light of the moon until 7 days. The shachal b'otzoy Shabbos koydim shiva yamim. Ein lahamtim ela yikadshua b'motzei Shabbos. According in Hungary, the custom was to do it immediately because I guess there was a very strong possibility that you're going to win Motzei Shabbos. Bad winters, you never know. It's going to be cloudy. You're not going to have an opportunity to mekadesh. Ela yikadshua b'motzei Shabbos. Ein lahamtim ela yikadshua b'motzei Shabbos. Ve'im mekadesh nesorak at chatzi tesha v'esrim yom. Now, when is the midpoint? When is the last time you can be Mekadesh the Enzman? Rakat Chatzi, half of 29 days, Shnei Masa Shos, V'Sheva Neos, V'Tishim Shloshah Chalakim, that's 793 Chalakim, which is a 29 days, 12 hours, that's a Yiddish word for hours.
Shundin.
Shehu Arba'asar, which is Arba'asar Me'etz L'Eis, which in modern terms is 14 times 24. Ushmoin Eshrei Shos, 18 hours. Ushneim Eshrei Minutin. And Shnaim V'yeshem, 22 minutes. Min HaMoilat. So he converts, in other words, with the Moilat, we know that the month, a lunar month, is not exactly 29 days and is not exactly 30 days. It's somewhere in between. Some months are 29 days, some months are 30 days. But a real lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 12 hours and 793 chalakim. That is a true lunar month. So you only can do it halfway. Take that and divide it into two, which according to the kids, Shachar comes out to be 14 days, 18 hours, and 22 minutes. So you have to make that calculation in the time of the Moilad, and in the back of the Luach, in the Ezra's Torah Luach, they always have what exactly is the Moilad. They tell you the Moilad, they make that calculation for you, and depending, I don't remember what it says, either Eretz Yisrael or in America, it tells you the very last moment when you are allowed to Mekadesh the Levana. A lot of the good calendars today, they have on it, tonight is the last night in Mekadesh the Levana, so sometimes it can fall out in the middle of the night. So you have an extra night, you can do it until 3 o'clock in the night, whatever it is, and sometimes that calculation falls out in the middle of the day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which then means the last time you can be Mekadesh Levana was the previous night until about 72 minutes before sunrise. Once already you get to 72 minutes before sunrise, you're already pushing it because it has to be Vaday Laila, so you won't be Mekel, you can wake until Mishayakir.
Let's say a deep mind and look up and see the stars.
Go into a deep mind. It's the.
Why would you see stars in a deep mind?
I don't understand.
If you go into a deep mind, you can see stars.
You can see the stars. Is such a thing? It's light outside in the world, and you go all the way down, deep down into a deep, deep cavern. You can see the stars.
His mind is deep.
Okay, maybe I don't know. I don't know. Some it's. I don't know, but this is the soul in the back. So now we know in the back of the calendar. You're looking back in the calendar. Now we know that's these are the rules. Let's see the she'arim mid sinam halacha rak ad chatzi chavtes yom ayin b'shut chasam sofer the af belel tezayin yach lekadosh levarach b'shem malchus v'chein chasav b'shut heishav moishav b'shut avnei tzedekidus agrees the chasam sofer is lean and says you can mekadosh even the lel tezayin. You don't have to be accurate. It doesn't have to be to the dot. Even the night of the 15th, the entire night, the chasam sofer holds that's good enough. It's also called the middle. Who says the lanidna torah lamalachi hashar? You don't have to be with such precision to take the month. The month is 29 days and a half, 29 and a half days, and divide into two and make these calculations. It's good enough. The month is 30 days, 15 days in the middle of the month. So since the mitzvah mid rabbanon, it's takanas chazal, a zeich of a kiddush hachodesh, mekabel pnei hashchina, so chazal not so makpid. Even the 15th night of the month, the entire 15th night, it's good enough. You can mekadesh the levana. So we have over here two opinions, and in Nechlam they say that they actually said the lechatchila you should do the earlier zman, and b'diyev, if you didn't do it yet, you can still mekadesh until the night through the night of the 15th. But ayin the sefer derek 15 tezvav. What does it say over there? Rak ad ayin the af belel tezayin.
That's the
16th. So I'm not sure how that can possibly be belel tezayin. Yuchel lekadosh levarich v'shem malchus v'chein kasa b'shut heishav moishav b'shut. Let's see further. The ayin the sefer derek pikudecha v'zel l'shonei amru li magid yemes b'shem admor harav. Nehariatz zeich etzachos levracha im loy nirus halavana bezmana adliach ois hazman yomer hanemer begemara. So he's saying about a technique that in the event that you're in the past the original zman and now you want to say past the zman, so you can't make a shem of malchus, so you should read the gemara. Make believe in learning the Gemara, and when you read the Gemara, make sure that you're allowed to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So therefore, on the tzad, that you follow the place that you can make it during the later Zman. So I'm making a bracha. I'm having kavan to make a bracha. But according to the opinion that says that you're not allowed to make it past this man, and then my kavan is I'm not making a bracha. I'm learning a piece of Gemara. And when you learn a piece of Gemara, make it, then you're allowed to say Hashem's name because it's derech lim. When it's not b'derech, tefila. So magidi emes b'shem admar harav me'ariat seichas seichas v'vachon imboi nirus v'alod b'zman adlechav b'zman yom ha'memra b'gemara ma'amavarech b'gemara in Sanhedrin. What do you bracha? Amar Rabbi Yehuda baruch atah Hashem. You should say it in Aramaic, but don't even say Hashem's name. Don't say Hashem, even that's already pushing it. Baruch Rachmana Malka, the Olma, the Rachmana, the King of the World, Hashem bin Amaro, period. V'chein, and Inoig, B'savik Brachas, Ad Kan Diburo, the Sefer of Derech B'Gudecha says, that's what I say, I don't say Hashem's name, Amish. V'yayim the Sefer, Neitzer Chesed Havi, Gamkin, V'kam Yerushalim, Shesvila, Shiyuchalim, Kadash Lavona, Ad Tezayin V'chodesh, Hein Mole, V'hein Choser. Okay, so he says Tezayin, day 16. So I guess day 16, the night of the 16th, the night of the 16th is still called halfway through the month. The night of the, because the month, if the month has 30 days, so why is that day 16 is still called halfway through? I'm not sure. You can do it all the way through day 16. The shliachim lekadosh alavon at hazayin bechodesh vehein molei hinchosim vehein osa ma'isa hagoyin hakadosh yoshua heshel me'apta hagam shiroyin os kvar pinim pegimas halavana. Even though on day 16 it's already on the decline, you can take note that it's no longer a full moon. The moon already is partially part is part. There's a pegima. It's deficient. Ach levano hel yoyna lo nifkema, the levano hel yoyna lo nifkema v'holchem v'zach ha-roiv chodesh v'chein hudas roiv rav shreir agoin v'roiv harishoinim ayin sham. Okay, so it says here until the night of the 16th. The night of the 16th is still in halacha called the majority of the month. We're still on the way up, and therefore you can make the bracha b'dievar through the night of the 16th. L'chatchila, you take the month 29 days and you cut it down into half, 29 and a half days. That's the earlier zman. Okay. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Yud Aleph. Ein mekadsho kodem tisha b'av. Anu halacha. You should not mekadsho b'av before tisha b'av. V'chein kishu ovel. When a person rachman l'son, if he is an ovel, he should not be mekadsho l'vane. El imkein lo yashnum aveilosai ad sheyu asara me'es le'es min hamoilad. Unless the aveilos will come to an end, it'll already be more than 10 days. If the aveilos will pass and it'll already be more than 10 days into the month, then you can mekadsho l'vane during the time of aveilos. Oz yikadshena. Because I guess 10 days is already a danger zone. Once you come within 5 days, that's what it appears. It's an estimation. Chutz Liaretz said it might be cloudy. So 5 days is a safe time. Nevertheless, which we said before, as we mentioned before, you have a simcha right away. Only because why not? Because it's a tikkun bezdin. The mekadesh levana is me'ain what they did in bezdin. Bezdin is closed on Shabbos. It's a nice bezdin. Bezdin does not function on Shabbos. It's not Shabbistic. Namely, you're not supposed to mekadesh levana on Shabbos. That's only lechatchila, but the other you could do it when you have no other choice. Another important thing is that when you do have no choice, you have to be very careful not to carry. There's another takana, because if you're going to allow them kash levana, loy plug, then sometimes there'll be an erev, sometimes there won't be an erev. You'll have a chatz, you won't have a chatz, so one thing will lead to another. So it's the slippery slope. These are the two reasons why I've seen why you don't do it Friday night in Yom Tov. You don't want to get yourself into this habit of being mekadesh levana Shabbos when you typically need a sitter. And if you'll do it this time, you'll come to it in the future where there is no Erev, you'll come to carry on Shabbos. And again, the second time is because it's a Maisa Bezdin. And the Maisa Bezdin is not done on Shabbos. Halacha, Yud. What? Yom Tov also, same thing.
But the first reason you gave, you could say that you should do it on Yom
Tov. No, because Yom Tov is similar to Shabbos. Once you can do it on Yom Tov, you'll come do it on Shabbos as well. Even Yom Tov, you're not allowed to carry Shloi Letzarech. You're only allowed to carry on Yom Tov for a purpose, for a
mitzvah.
What? In this case, it's a mitzvah, but you're going to get into a bad habits die hard. You're going to get accustomed to carrying on Yom Tov. one thing will lead to another, and it's not going to be good. That's why you don't want to get involved in this type of situation. Shabbos, you confuse the two. Suma mutu lekatra. Suma is allowed to be mekadesh levana levana. Why? Because two reasons. Number one, you mean nene from the one of the reasons why mekadesh levana is we want to thank Hashem for the light, for the aura, for the light of the levana. So a suma, even though he is not nene, but he is nene, that other people are nene. If other people can see, that is to his benefit as well. It's a trickle down economics. If other people can see, so the suma will be able to see as well. And furthermore, the levana, the second reason is you're not being mekadesh levana just because you want to be nene from the aura, but also it's being mekabel the pnei hash. The Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is compared to the Levana, and the Levana renews itself. The Shechina, it's a reference to the coming of Mashiach. David Melech Yisrael Chai VeKayam, and every person is Nene from the Ziv Hashechina, even if they cannot physically see. Halach Yudal. In the Levana Zerechas Mitzvus Alayla Kodem Sheshchilu Lispalol. Now we're going to talk about the rules of Kodem Tadir VeSheena Tadir Kodem. So here we go. In the Levana. Zereches b'shilas alayla at layla kodem sheschilu l'spalul marif im yesh oidzman im yesh oidzman eiz alaylos l'katsha. If it's not an emergency, it's early in the month, we have plenty of niv tonight. By the time we finish marif, the clouds will come and cover the levon. It's okay. Mispalulin techila marif the achakach mekatsha oisa mishum of the principle tadir v'sheina tadir kodem. The od also another reason why you have to daven marif first because he's a mitzvah of the rice of kriya. Kriyashma's deraisa, and that comes before the mitzvah of the rabbanon of kiddush levana. We have the kriyashma having the deraisa. Aval, but if it's already the 15th day of the month, aval imein zman rak shnayim shloisher leilois bezman kotzek azeh yesh lochush. Maybe when you daven ma'ariv, by the time you finish ma'ariv, the cloud's going to come. Shema tischatz abavim v'shas agdashamim gam kishyesh oid zman arba. And even furthermore, even if you live in the middle of the winter, and every single night you live in London. And every night it's cloudy, so tonight so you have good mazel. Chaperein, uveis agasham lo gam kishesh lo oid zman arba lelos. Before and before night, yesh lachosh lekisa and anonim. The yesh lahaktim kiddush levana as much as possible. Therefore, do it even before you dive in maariv because a mitzvah oiveres. A mitzvah oiveres trumps tadir v'she'en tadir and even trumps a mitzvah deoraisa because you can do the mitzvah deoraisa later and the mitzvah oiveres you may never be able to. Do. Vim Nirasa, yeah?
Rav Schwab used to make this Levana.
As early as possible. Rav Schwab never missed Kiddush Levana his entire life, except I think the last month of his life. And they say that it's a sin. If you miss Kiddush Levana, first of all, it's this, I don't know where it says, the Segula, you live out the month. If you do Kiddush Levana, it's a skula, you live out the rest of the month. And if a person, tzaddikim, took this as a sign that if they were unable to do Kiddush Levana, it meant they're going to die that month. And kachav, many Gedolei Yisrael who died, and the month that they died was the last, was what the first time in their life where they were unable to do Kiddush Levana due to various circumstances.
They died the first 10 days.
What?
They died the first 10 days.
They died later in the month. There's a lot of stories of different people who died at the end of the month, and in the beginning of the month they were homebound, they were sick, whatever it was, or very strange circumstances where they were unable to do Kiddush Levana. I think Rav Schwab was like that, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Schwab, he was living at the end of the month, and that month he was not able to do Kiddush Levana, and I think he could be even said, he took it as a sign that there's trouble ahead. Okay.
Rabbi,
yeah.
The Indian of Kiddush Levana, many going things that
we're worshipping the sun. That's why we say Aleinu. We say Aleinu l'shabeach la'adon ha'kol. That's one of the reasons why we say Aleinu is we're not worshipping the sun. They can think whatever they want. They can think whatever they want. We have to. We know the emes. That's the way it always is. People, you have to do what you're supposed to in halacha, and they want to go. You know, you're coming out of shul. It's very strange. Young Yisrael Avenue J. It's right in front of the bus stop. Comes in Mitzvah Shabbos in the winter. There are people that are waiting for the bus, and all these people coming out there looking at the sun, and they're all going and they're looking at the moon. Look at the moon, and they're all looking up, and they're looking at us. They all kind of works crazy, and they look, and then they all start saying to each other, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, and then they all say Aleinu, and they start. What are these crazy people? And they run away. They look crazy. Listen, what can you do? That's how it is.
Well, I had an incident on Rosh Hashanah. Fort Hamilton Parkway as a buffer.
Yeah.
There are a whole bunch of gas stations there, and a whole bunch of Jews were going. And this young boy runs out from the gas station and he says, come here, come here, I want to ask you something. He says, what? And there's a cemetery right across the street.
Yeah.
He says, what's this Jewish ritual that you Jews have that you have to go around a Christian cemetery?
A Christian cemetery, that's what he thought it was.
I had to explain to him, otherwise. Because he thinks we're putting an Ein Hara.
Okay. At least he asked the question. Today, most people in New York wouldn't even ask.
Yeah.
So many bizarre things. Go on the train for 5 minutes. You don't ask questions anymore.
Well, the women don't. We're not on the street.
They bring the shtender for the Rebbe. The shtender and a chair. And a chair.
And you know.
The Rebbe mobile comes. In the Rebbe mobile is a chair. The Pope mobile. This is the Rebbe mobile. With the chair. The chair. Okay, let's go further. The Imni Rasa Halavana Be'eser. The Imni Rasa Halavana Nushaila. The Yesh Lachtim Kishlavana Be'im. The Imni Rasa Halavana Be'eser. I'm a Kriyashma Bechasecha. What happens? The Levana appears while you're saying Kriyashma. While you're saying Kriyashma Bechasecha, you get an emergency. The Levana has appeared. And you are in the middle of Kriyashma. It's either now or never. It's the last night. What are you going to do? Imazman mitzumsum kol kach sheba od sheyigmu atilas shemone esrei yavor zman kiddush kiddusha yochel hafsek afilu biemsa berchas kriyashma or biemsa kriyashma lekadosh asa. The halacha is you're allowed to be mafsek even in the middle of kriyashma to recite kiddush levana. Ach in the ef sheyigmu as aperik lekadosh bein aperik lechatchil shalit bimkadosh between the different sections. Halacha, what?
Anyone?
No, I never saw this. Tezvav in the Chodesh Adar Lo Nirasa Adil Arba Asa Shuzman Kriyas Megillah Nushal. What say it's and that's Purim. Purim is the 14th night of Adar, and now is the first time when the Levana appears in the sky. What comes first, Mikra Megillah or Kiddush Levana? Adil Arba Asa Shuzman Kriyas Megillah Yikadosh Tchilas Levana V'Yakach Yikras Megillah Sevenim, because Mikra Megillah you have the whole night. And Kiddush Levana, who knows what's going to be in 5 minutes. V'im Nirasa B'Yemsa Kriyas HaMegillah. Let's say you're in the middle of the Megillah and you hear now that the Levana has appeared. Imhu B'Zman Shagam L'Yachar Shigmur Sarkriya Yeh Oid Zman L'Kadsha In Napsig Mem Sarkriya Megillah. Alam Im Ad Shigmur Sarkriya Yavar Zmano Azai Im Kol HaKohol Adayin L'Kitshu Asa Yafsiku L'Kadeh Shaisa. Unbelievable halacha. That's how important it is. You can be mafsik in the middle of Mikra Megillah to Mekadosh Levana V'Yachakach Yigmur Samegillah Avalim Rak Yochid Lo Yikidosh Haisa. But if only an individual was not Mekadosh Levana Shem Yavsik Lekadosh Yitzrich HaKach Ligmur Samegillah B'Yachidus, he's going to have to repeat the entire Megillah B'Yachidus. He's going to lose out the ability to hear the Megillah B'Tzibor and Persume Nisa and put Mikra Megillah is Zecher L'Neis, which requires Persume Nisa of 10 people. Lo Yavsik Mishum De Persume So here he says, Arabic Kiddush is Persume Nisa is greater than Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is a very great mitzvah, which you mafsik for, but it does not override the inyan of Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur. Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur is Persume Nisa at its best, and that has Kedima over even losing out the ability to be Mekadosh Levana. Even if it's even now or never, it's a very powerful halacha of how the koyach of going to hear Mikra Megillah B'Tzibur is. Let's see the last Shavuos halacha. Yavar zmana din zekasav b'shari tshuva b'shem hanad bihuda on them ayin b'imrei noyam, where this halacha vav is going back on Mikra Megillah, that the halacha is that for tzibur aim of singing b'yamzer kriyas Megillah avalim ad sheyigmur Megillah yavar zmana, then you, the tzibur, the entire kahol, can go out in the middle of Megillah because they're not going to be losing out Megillah b'tzibur. Who says this? Shari Tshuva b'shem nadi Yehuda avlam ayin b'mimri noyam debolaylo hachreina, the last night after yesh zman lekadosh kol halayla chayishin sheyichas suah ha'avim l'chein mutu lahafsik b'yamzer kriyas Megillah b'chol inyan ayin sham. So he holds even a bigger leniency that if it's the last night of, I guess this will be in Eretz Yisrael, it's Tesvav, because in Chutz Liyaretz we lay on Yudal, so in Eretz Yisrael we lay in the Megillah on Tesvav, that's the last night. If you're in the middle, they're in the Yerushalayim, and they're in the middle of the Megillah, even for its Tzibur, and even though they assume that it's the Levana will be in the sky later on, it doesn't matter. You don't take any chances. You don't take any chances on the last night. You have to chaperayim, an emergency, you have to Mekash Levana at the very first moment. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we begin the laws of Yom Tov, Hilchas Yom Tov. What? Oh, tomorrow a little bit, probably a little bit, just for a few minutes. Okay. It's coming tomorrow. Yeah.